Kevin, at last night's city council meeting, it marked a historic moment for our city as we gathered in the new municipal building. It was our very first council meeting in the new municipal building. And I believe with the new facility, we are not only honoring our past, but we are also looking forward to the future, moving forward with a sense of purpose, unity, and optimism. I believe it's a building that will serve as a hub for innovation. It will be a place for the exchange of ideas and a center where we will work hand in hand to address the needs of our community. I also had some special guests on hand last night for our first council meeting. Ambassador Charles Paul from the Embassy of the Republic of the Marshallese Islands from Washington, D.C. was there. State Representative Angie King was there. Also former mayors Greg Freewalt and Pat McGowan, and former councilman Todd Flagel and Eric Motter. And I will want to say thank you, and I appreciate them being there. After that brief welcome, I introduced Ambassador Charles Paul. And as I mentioned, he's the ambassador of the Marshall Islands. And he was there to address some comments and statements that were made at the October 28th council meeting. And he just wanted to reassure people that the Marshallese are law-abiding people. They work in our communities, they pay their taxes, and they are here to legally. And they just wanted to make us aware of a little bit of the history of the Marshallese people and the islands that they came from and the events that took place around World War I, World War II, and the nuclear testing that took place on there by the United States. But we appreciate him being here and shedding some light on the Marshallese people. As many people are aware, they are in the Mercer County area and in Allglaze County area and other communities around the area. It was also brought to my attention that I had quoted made a recent comment that all churches and schools are zoned R1. They indicated that statement that I made is not true. So I will be taking that information to our engineering department to get more clarification on exactly the rezoning R1 in our community as far as churches and schools are concerned. We also passed an ordinance on the third reading. It was an ordinance to amend Chapter 187, the income tax of the state of the City of St. Mary's Municipal Code. So that was passed. And we'll move on. And we had two second reading ordinances and one resolution. The resolution was to approve the form and authorize the execution of power sales contract with AMP Ohio. The assumption that we will take interest in Shelby, Ohio, in that power sales contract. And taking such other action in connection with that regarding the Greenup Hydroelectric Project and the Meldahl Hydroelectric Facility, and to declare that as an emergency. So basically what that means is that we are going to purchase from the city of Shelby some megawatts hours, but it's based on the hydroelectric projects from Greenup and also Meldahl. Hydroelectric mean they are water-generated facilities. Also, we passed an ordinance, an emergency ordinance, vacating a certain 16.5-foot wide alley south of South Street between Pine and Pear, and a .212 portion of Canal Street right-of-way in the east edition of the city. That was read for the second time. That will move on to the next council meeting for a third reading. Also headed for a third reading is an ordinance, an emergency ordinance, rezoning about 0.5 acre of land vacated between Canal Street and East South Street and between Pine Street and Pear Street in the east edition of the city. So we also had scheduling of committees. We had a request to have a meeting with the Finance Committee on November 18th, and also that same day with Streets and Sidewalks. So that's pretty much what took place at the St. Mary City Council meeting. Now our new city building is up and operational, and so we hope our community takes pride in it and comes and visit us, and we'd be happy to show them around. So that's what took place last night.